Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the optimism surrounding Connecticut's cannabis dispensaries following the potential reclassification of cannabis by the DEA. This reclassification from a Schedule I to a Schedule III substance could bring transformative changes to the cannabis industry, significantly impacting how dispensaries operate and manage their finances. Impact of reclassification. The reclassification of cannabis could remove many of the federal restrictions that currently hinder the cannabis industry. If cannabis is moved to Schedule III, it would be recognized as having medical value and lower abuse potential compared to Schedule I substances. For Connecticut dispensaries, this change could open up access to traditional banking services, reducing the reliance on cash transactions. This would not only increase operational efficiency, but also enhance security by lowering the risks associated with cash handling. Financial and operational benefits. One of the most significant potential benefits of reclassification is the ability for cannabis businesses to deduct ordinary business expenses. Under current federal law, due to the classification of cannabis as a Schedule I substance, businesses are unable to claim these deductions, leading to higher tax burdens. Reclassification to Schedule III would allow dispensaries to deduct expenses like rent, payroll, and utilities, improving profitability. This financial relief could enable dispensaries to reinvest in their operations, enhance customer service, and potentially lower prices for consumers. Market expansion and consumer confidence. Reclassification could also lead to an expansion of the cannabis market by attracting more consumers who may have been hesitant due to legal concerns. The shift in federal status could legitimize cannabis in the eyes of more consumers, boosting confidence in the safety and regulation of products sold at dispensaries. Additionally, with improved financial conditions, dispensaries might be able to offer a wider range of products, further appealing to a broader customer base. Conclusion: Connecticut's cannabis dispensaries are rightfully hopeful about the potential reclassification of cannabis by the DEA. The move from Schedule I to Schedule III could significantly ease financial pressures, enhance security, and expand market opportunities. As the industry waits for the final decision, staying informed and prepared will be key for these businesses to capitalize on the potential benefits and continue growing in a rapidly evolving market.